Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. Here's a little patriotic music for you. 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you, as always, on this 4th of July. Happy Independence Day, America. We're celebrating it with our good friend Dennis Pogue, Vice President for Preservation at Mount Vernon, that historic place there on the Potomac, right hard by to Washington, D.C., and very near to to Arlington Cemetery, and wonderful part of the world, great national treasure that Mount Vernon is. And Dennis, we're grateful to you and your team, all the folks there at Mount Vernon, for preserving that place and for making it available to us. We appreciate that.
Well, thank you, Jim. It's a pleasure.
And the new book, Founding Spirits, tell us the rest of the title.
George Washington and the Beginnings of the American Whiskey Industry.
And that's available when?
It's at the printer right now, so it should be later this month.
And when is there a website that you want to send people to besides the online stores?
Frankly, I don't know where media.
You need to get your own website for the book, though, Dennis.
You're right, I do.
You got to go do that. So let me know if we can help you with that. But so check it out, folks. Sometime later this month, and we'll get Dennis back on. When I get my copy, we'll get him back on. We'll have to talk about it some more. Dennis, I liked what you said about President Washington, George Washington, how he was attracted to innovation, and so he might be fascinated by the technology we have today. What would he think about? What would he think about the marketplace today? Do you think?
Well, who knows? I mean, it's just such an amazing place today. But, you know, Washington was incredibly involved, and he was exporting, you know, his produce, you know, all around the world. And it just boggles my mind to think that, you know, he was, grinding his grain into flour, putting it on ships, sending it to the West Indies, sending it to Portugal.
He was a global businessman.
He was. And that was really his vision for America.
A lot of people don't know. Most people don't know that.
Right. And that was his vision for America. He's got this great quotation late in his life where he's talking about the importance of agriculture, you know, to the United States. And he says that his vision is that the United States would become, and this is a quote, the granary to the world.
How about that?
By the 1790s, he's already thinking of the United States' role, you know, in a worldwide marketplace. And how we can supply those needs for other countries.
You know, Dennis, when I hear you say things like that about George Washington, who many people believe, you know, was obviously the broad shoulders that helped to create the militarily and then later politically our country, we still don't often think of him as having so much when we think about vision and genius, we think more of Adams and Franklin and Jefferson and Jay and Hamilton and some of those guys. We don't automatically think of Washington as having necessarily that kind of grand vision, but he really did, didn't he?
Well, those are all great men, and they all did wonderful things. But you're right; we sort of give short shrift to Washington in that category.
Yeah,
and his vision went from. Over the course of his life, he had a very strong personal vision, like everybody does when they're young, for personal success. But the last 25 years of his life, almost everything that he did had a double meaning. One was for his own, you know, benefit, mm-hmm. but the other was for the rest of the country. And he had such a strong vision for the future and how the United States should succeed.
It's just fascinating. I'm sorry, go ahead.
And he just doesn't get the credit for that, as you mm-hmm. said before.
Well, he will now that your book is out. Right.
Hopefully, it'll help out.
Because you're. It's all about George in your book, isn't it?
It is all about George. That's where it begins and ends.
But you know, it is interesting that he would have that kind of. I mean, he didn't grow up in that kind of an environment. He didn't grow up. His father wasn't a merchant. His family. I mean, I know he married Martha, and her family was pretty well to do. But he didn't have that background. For him to have that kind of perspective on the ability to trade internationally. He didn't have that kind of background, did he?
No, he did not. And I think the other great lesson for Washington gives us is that he he was a lifelong learner. You know, he didn't have a lot, whole lot of education either. His education stopped when he was 16. His father died when he was young, so he didn't have those opportunities.
Right.
But he was, as I said, a lifelong learner, and he just read and read and read and absorbed everywhere he was. And he sort of, you know, went to the school of hard knocks, as they say. But you can really see how you can benefit from that.
And became the father of America. Hey, Dennis, thanks for being here. Good job today. Happy Independence Day.
Thank you, Jim.
And congratulations on the book, too, by the way. That's
going to
be out.
I'll send you a copy soon.
I can't wait to get my inscribed copy. Thanks a lot. Dennis Pogue, ladies and gentlemen, does a great job there with the other folks in the team at Mount Vernon. Hope you'll go there and check that out sometime. I got to go for this hour. Happy Independence Day, America. Happy 4th of July. Please be safe. Please remember all those who gave us this freedom. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.